Hey, yes, you. I am sorry that there's still injustice and racism in the world. I know the recent events are upsetting to see, hear and bear witness to. Your feelings are valid, and so is your anger and frustration. It is a trying time at the moment. It is, and you are well within your rights to want to be heard, supported and strive for change. I always say it shouldn't matter the colour of our skin, for we are all human and we all bleed red. We all feel emotions and pain, and we all have a right to live in a safe and prejudice-free world. I am sorry the justice system is so unbelievably flawed and that the people of power still haven't learned that Black Lives Matter. That it really is wrong for someone to be treated differently or because of the colour of their skin. In the great words of a truly great man, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will perish as fools." Or another one, he said, "There comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor political nor popular. But you must take it because conscience tells them it's right." You see, we can go on and on about how unfair, that the justice system isn't right, that the hurtful ways are an injustice on a person's human rights. But the people who need to bring about a change is each of us, standing up for what we believe in. So when you feel like your views and your feelings are not being validated, just know that I validate them. I will always be here to say, you are within your rights to feel hurt and let down by those in power. You have a right to be angry, hurt, upset. But how you challenge those emotions, how you choose to educate those that see no wrong in how they treat others, is your own path to take. You each have a voice. Use it to do good and be the change that you want to see. I understand it's going to take more people standing up for what they believe to be an injustice, but usually a person is just blind to the truth because they're unable to open their own eyes to see it. So let us open their eyes for them. I am sorry, dear friend, that all I'm able to offer are but mere words, but I hope it shows you that I care. I believe all human life, that all God's creations matter. No one deserves pain, injustice or hurt. I care how you feel. I'm not a person of colour, but I will stand at the side of my friends and be there. I guess I wanted to use my voice, that I too stand with the masses when we say this is not right, that everyone should be treated equally, fairly and without prejudice. I hope that you know I will always stand up for the rights of others. I may not have a large reach or even a massive following, but I always say one voice stepping forward leads to more, so that we all stand together and united, supporting and being there for one another. It upsets me that there is still evil in the world. And to quote Dr. King again, "I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. We should all love and support each other. We should be kinder to one another. If we want a change, then it's up to us to speak up peacefully and tell those that are in power times need to change. Things are not working the way they are right now. People are dying. Black lives, well, all lives matter because we all matter. Life is tough enough without us all being at each other's throats, without us all treating anyone that way. Let us all be the light that is needed in this world, that we can shine with our kindness and our goodness and be a source of good, because good will overcome evil. It is a battle that has been prophesied for centuries. And when we do win, what side would you like to be on? because I know which one I'd want to be on. I don't know if my words mean much to anyone, but I hope they mean something to you. That you will read this and think, or hear this and think, you know what, this person actually cares. Because I do, always. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." This is true. I quote Dr. King because this man stood up for what he believed in and what he had a dream of. A vision of a world where everyone got along. Where no matter what the colour of your skin was, it didn't matter. Because we were all treated with the human decency and respect we all deserve. That no matter what, we all matter. So I guess I'm standing up and speaking out at a time of challenge and controversy today. Let's put our minds together and stand up for the human rights of everyone. To say we will bring about change, that we will be united, not separated by the injustice and pain caused by those who are still blind to see that black lives really do matter. I was going to write something, but I had to do it with a clear and level head, which is why it took me a while. But I just want to say to all my friends of colour, you matter and you deserve justice and you have my support always. So without further ado, I have written a special poem for the situation. We all bleed red, so why must it take for someone to be dead? To see the injustice of the world that we live in. We should bask in the joy that we all bring. Each of us born and created for life, to live with one another as sisters and brothers, united in friendship and in love. Let us all be the symbol of the dove, full of love and hope. Let us find ways to cope. We all bleed red. We all may have different coloured skin. In the words of Martin Luther King, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. So as we wander in the mess and the madness, let's just offer kindness. Do not think you are alone. I am always here by the phone. When you need someone to tell you it will all be okay, let us both bow our heads down to pray that the world will survive yet another day and the evil will sometimes fade away. We are brothers and sisters. We are all of the goodness. We just simply have to offer a hand in kindness. To stand up for what we believe in. That all life should matter. It shouldn't change based upon the colour of our skin. So take notes in the words of a great man called Dr. Martin Luther King. So I created this poem off the top of my head. It's not perfect. But let us be the change we need. Let us all put forward. And let our voices be heard, no matter how small that voice is. Let's say, I stand against injustice. I hope my words help someone feel validated and better. Let us all strive to be better people and see the kindness in the world. Much love from before sunsets. May your day be full of blessings and good things. Be kinder to yourself, be kinder to one another. And just remember, black lives do matter. All lives matter. All creatures, all God's creations, everything that's living matters. So there we go. All my love. I hope You have an amazing day.